After years of controversy, the Department of Energy is moving ahead with plans to store the nation's nuclear waste at Yucca Mountain, Nevada. Members of the state's congressional delegation continue to fight the plan. Today in Las Vegas, they'll hold public hearings on safety issues concerning the proposed transportation route for nuclear waste across the state. From Nevada Public Radio, Kai Plaskine visited one town that's on that route.
The town of Caliente sits in a narrow canyon 90 miles northwest of Las Vegas. It was built as a pickup spot for railroad passengers, but today trains just rumble by, saluting the 1,200 residents. This one's weighted with coal. Others carry more hazardous cargo.
Oh, methyl ethyl chlorine super duper, maybe Dr. Pepper syrup. I don't know what it is.
Kevin Phillips is the town mayor and a third-generation Caliente resident. He says this rail line between Salt Lake City and Las Vegas already hosts thousands of shipments of dangerous stuff.
The rail cars that come through that are hauling liquid stuff, and they have a big old red band around the middle of them. I'm told by our emergency responders that that's nasty.
If all goes as the DOE plans, the Caliente Corridor will be used to transport much of the country's nuclear waste to a burial site in Nevada's desert. Phillips is excited that the project could jumpstart the local economy, drawing truckers, crane operators, and teamsters.
These are great things. They can live here with their family, enjoy the outdoors like we do, and provide a decent living for their families, and then maybe we don't have the continual outflow of our next generations. That's what some of us older ones are hoping for.
Federal funds have already created at least one job here. Nestled in the 1923 Mission-style train depot are the city offices, including one for nuclear waste. Inside, fans keep everything cool, including computers, color map printers, and lone employee Leah Alfano, manager of the Lincoln County Nuclear Oversight Program. It studies how to maximize the project's benefits for the community and minimize its risks.
My job basically is to coordinate all of the paperwork and documentation, taking minutes and attending the meetings and knowing who's where and when. It is a full-time job.
Since 1982, the DOE has spent nearly $200 million on programs like this all across the state because the Nuclear Waste Policy Act mandates federal funding to affected communities. Bob Lux of the statewide oversight program says towns like Caliente find the project's money irresistible.
Keep in mind, a lot of counties like Lincoln County and some of these counties have been really economically depressed for a very, very long period of time without a lot of prospects for improving the situation, and so it's somewhat understandable where if they believed the project was inevitable, where they would attempt to capitalize on it.
We woke up one morning and Yucca Mountain was the only site that they were looking at.
Caliente librarian Carolyn Wilcox.
And of course nobody is thrilled about it. I'm not thrilled about it. I feel like it's time that this country do something about nuclear waste. Other countries in the world have dealt with it.
In fact, no other country has dealt with it in the long term. According to the DOE, other countries are actually watching Caliente to see how this town copes with being on the road to the world's first long-term nuclear waste repository. For NPR News, I'm Kai Plaskine.